Like a punk in a chunk, or a sucker or something to that effect. Respect I used to never get, cause all I got was upset with used to be like, and try to sweat it like the lip. For no reason at all, I can't recall it. Rolling C's in my face, down the hall and kicking it in the back of the school, eating chicken at 3. Wondering why is everybody always picking on me. I tried to talk and tell them, chill, I did nothing to deserve this. But when it didn't work, I wasn't scared, just real nervous and unprepared to deal with rapping, no doubt. My pappy never told me how to knock it out, but now in 95, I'm a survivor, so man on my own. Around with fat lip, yes, she get blown. I'm not trying to show no macho is shown, but when it's on, then it's on.
Can't keep running away. His own. Can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze, please. They got problems of their own. They'll put the count on seven chicken shits. Don't get to heaven till they make these fears and these fears on. Just to get tight back up to high school, I play they cool. Just so some real shit won't get full blown. Being where I'm from, they let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck. Kill it to helpless color figure. And as a victim, I have been low key. Till the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form form free. Said I'm gonna get something before they knock it off me. I don't sweat it. I let them blow it to breeze. In other words, it's just a breeze. Yeah.
What? How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Hello, hello. So, as that ad just politely told you, Dunkin' Donuts is sponsored by the Biltmore Cabaret. And for more information on their upcoming events, you can check out their website at www.biltmorecabaret.com. A couple things that are going down there in the next few days. Tonight, Eisenhower is there with Don Treader. Tickets are $5. Tomorrow, which is Friday night, Budgies, Burrito Blowout, and Expansion Party are playing, featuring Big Harry North with American Bovine and Sorcerers. Oh, I see what I just did. Anyways. Saturday, they got God's Empty Promise with Ignite the Sea and Albert Fish. Monday is Josh Radden. Some of you might have remembered him. He had a kind of a cheesy song on Scrubs. He's playing with Aaron McCarley and Hannah Pestle, and that's presented by Live Nation. And just off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure Mira's coming to the Biltmore. I think that's on the 23rd of August, and that's an early show, if my memory serves me correct. But I've actually always wanted to see her. I won't be here for that, but I think it would be pretty cool. So kicking off today, we had Fortet. The song was Hands. That's off his second album, Rounds, which came out back in 2003, I believe, on Domino. He just finished up touring. He's got no future dates planned right now. After that was Daft Punk with Digital Love off their album Discovery, which came out back in 2001. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard enough about Daft Punk in the past little bit. They had their pretty epic Alive tour that went around last year. They put out a DVD and a CD with that. They have a new DVD actually called Electroma, which is not actually anything to do with Daft Punk. It's just them as characters. They're two robots trying to become human. I don't know. I saw like half of it. It was kind of weird. But they don't do the music or anything like that. I guess they're just sort of involved. But it's pretty fun to watch if you've got nothing else to do on a Saturday night. And after that was a remix of The Far Side's Running by these two guys from Echo Park, I believe, called The Philippines. And that's off Delicious Vinyl's remixology retrospective that they just put out. They took a bunch of their classic artists like The Far Side, Young MC, Tone Lock, and the rest, and they gave them to today's hippest and hottest newest producers. Some of the tracks are actually really, really good. The Young MC one is also quite banging. So we got a couple other things coming up now. I'm going to slow it down a bit. I've got a bit of Jose Gonzalez and some DeLorean, who hails from Portland. They're playing the Music Fest Northwest in Spokane, which is on September 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'm going to get to it. And like my mother always told me before I went to bed, you're now listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
How low are you willing to go before you reach all your selfish goals? Punchline after punchline. You'll be up to your knees in the shit you see.
That was Bonobo with Recurring off his album Days to Come, which came out, I don't even remember anymore. It's on Ninja Tunes, though. They actually just put out a really great 3-CD set called You Don't Know, and it's a retrospective about things. I guess what they're going for are songs that you'd never expect Ninja Tune to be involved in. Excuse me, considering all their history in electronic and groundbreaking electronic music. A lot of the artists there don't necessarily represent the label, but they've done things here and there. And it's a pretty cool look at what the label is capable of. And I also think it's a pretty good indication of where they might be heading in the next couple years. And oddly enough, I find that if I had a friend who wasn't really familiar with the label, but was down with that whole Montreal unts kind of thing, then I would probably throw that to him. I think it really represents what Ninja Tunes is all about. Check it out. It's a great album. I'll see if I can get my hands on it. I might play a track or two from that in the next little bit. Before that, starting off, was Jose Gonzalez with How Low, and that was from his album In Our Nature. He actually just put out a remix CD of In Our Nature. I believe it was a limited edition dealy. I think 500 copies or something like that was made. It was out on Imperial Records, but I'm pretty sure it's also available digitally, so you probably have to search for that. He's currently on tour in Europe doing the festival thing, and he's got a few shows planned down in the States and the West Coast. I think Texas as well. Then he's off to Japan for a bit, but no Canadian scheduled concerts so far. And in the middle there was DeLorean. They come from Portland, Oregon. That's a band that I sort of stumbled on by accident. I literally found the CD on the ground by accident and put it in, and I just think those guys are great. They're playing at, as I mentioned before, the Music Fest Northwest in Spokane on September 5th, 6th, and 7th. So if you're in the area, I imagine they put on a good show. I'd be quite curious to see how they pull it off. Another couple things just before we get into some more music. I got to tell you guys about some concerts. So let's see what we've got to talk about today. My gay husband is DJing tonight at the Bourbon. I think he does that quite a few Fridays. So if you want to get down, rock with some electro bangers, and feel the heat, that's the place to be. Trooper is coming to the Pacific National Exhibition. I had no idea that was going down. That's Saturday. That would be quite funny to go to. If you have the money to blow, I encourage you to do it. Apparently, that bill I mentioned before at the Biltmore next Monday with Josh Radden, Vanessa Carlton is also playing. I just saw her on TV the other day on, what's it called? MTV Cribs, and I have to say I was quite impressed with her house. It was quite tastefully done. She had a pretty sweet bathroom. The big show that's coming up for a lot of people around here is Radiohead. They're headlining with The Liars opening on Tuesday here at UBC at the Thunderbird Stadium. I think it's sold out, but I'm sure you could get tickets if you're clever enough. On Wednesday the 20th at the Media Club, we've got Animal Names, Hermetic, No Gold, and Secret Mommy Quintet. So that should be pretty good. And up in the near future, apparently Jack Johnson, Neil Halstead, and Rogue Wave are all playing on the 21st of August at Thunderbird Stadium. I guess I missed the memo on that one. Another highlight for me personally is Sass Jordan. She's playing at the P&E on the 22nd of August. I have a long-standing history with Sass Jordan. There was this incident in high school where I was supposed to be doing a choreographed dance to, I think it was Green Day, and my buddies switched tape and put on Sass Jordan, and so I had to dance to Sass Jordan in front of 500 kids, and I was ridiculed for the rest of the week, but I guess I deserved it. What else is coming up? Mira at the Biltmore on the 23rd. Also, the Sadies are playing at the Malkin Bowl on Saturday the 23rd. And two other kind of cool festivals coming up. We've got the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, which is going down on August the 31st and September the 1st. That's down at the Malkin Bowl as well. August 31st is featuring Nico Case, Destroyer, Andrew Bird, Deerhoof, and the Evaporators, featuring our lovable Nardwar. September the 1st, we've got the new Pornographers, Black Mountain, Steve Jackson of Bell and Sebastian, the 1900s, and Visqueen. It's pretty exciting. I think it's the first time they've done this, so it should be pretty interesting to go to, and it's a lovely place to sit out and just enjoy some music. We've also got the Latin Summer Music Fest coming up on Sunday, August 17th, down at Trout Lake Park from 11 to 7. It's fun for the whole family. I believe it's free as well. It's going on by donation. So if you want to get your salsa on, definitely check that out because I'm sure it'll be awesome. All right, so that's enough talking for now. I'm going to get to some music. I'm going to cover some stuff from out east in Canada, some Do Make Say Think, some Caribou, I think some Kid Koala, and then I'll see what I can come up with next. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Open.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Everyone loves koalas. They're cute, they're furry, and they're remarkably like the little teddy bears that we all knew as kids. So I was totally unprepared for the ferocious sounds that these marsupials are capable of making. They live in eucalyptus trees. They eat only certain kinds of eucalyptus leaves, and they are jealously territorial. There's a female in the enclosure with this male, and that's why he's telling all the other males to stay away.
You don't want it.
Now, if you'll pick up the cover of this record and follow the information on its reverse side, I'll tell you how you can win a beautiful record library. Incidentally, any one of these records will provide wonderful background music for counting money by.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators. While Monday, September the 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Belle and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Bisqueen. Both shows are at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. Doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, and welcome back to Dunkin' Donuts. My name is Sachin. I'm filling in for him while he's off and away on vacation. I was trying to think of some sort of pastry that I could talk about that rhymes with my name. The best I could come up with, Sachin's strudels, but I really don't think that's got a nice ring to it. Anyways, you just heard Kid Koala. The song was called More Dance Music, and that was from Ninja Tune's 3-CD retrospective, You Don't Know, which came out earlier this year. Not too much time left. Got a few more songs to play, and then we've got all sorts of lovely people coming in. Right after me is Mario with We All Fall Down, and we got a whole slew of other people that I'll get into in a bit. But since time's a-wasting, I'm going to get to a guy named Elliot Lip. He's all over the map, but I think he resides in Brooklyn, New York right now. He's got a pretty cool style. He mixes just like old hip-hop breakbeats with amazing synthesizers. The guy's got like 50. I saw an interview on TV the other day, and his studio is just this rental storage unit, and he runs a power cord from like around the building into this room, and he just set everything up. There's no windows. It's in the basement of an apartment in the middle of Brooklyn, and somehow or the other, he manages to get work done. Anyways, I'll play some of the results of all that hard work he's got. He had an album that just came out called The Outside a few months ago on Hush Records. I'm going to play a song from his original breakthrough. The album was named Tacoma Mockingbird because he grew up in Tacoma. The song is called Raptite. So here you go. Enjoy some Elliot Lip on CITR 101.9 FM. All right, and we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That's pretty much going to wrap it up for me today. I'm pretty happy with how things went. I only made one mistake, and you'll have to figure out what that was. Coming up next, as I said before, we've got Mariel with We All Fall Down. That's at 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock now. I can tell time. 2 p.m. is Inkstuds, where the men of the hour will regale us with actually pretty cool stuff about comic books. I listened in for the first time a few weeks ago, and I was pretty impressed. After that, starting at 3 p.m. to 5, we got the boys coming in to DJ on Crimes and Treasons. You can get your daily dose or weekly dose of amazing rap music. And we got My Science Project and Pedal Revolution Stereoscopic Readout coming out. And tonight at 8, Exquisite Corp. And 9 p.m. live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, although I would have to double check to see if someone's playing tonight. Check our website at www.citr.ca for our upcoming Thunderbird Radio Hell events. My goodness, my brain is exploding on me. So yeah, thanks for listening, all of you out there. I didn't get any phone calls, it's very sad. I was hoping someone would call and tell me what a great job I was doing. But I'm going to leave you with one of the best things I've heard in my entire life. It's this group called the Hot 8 Brass Band. They put out an album recently called Rock with the Hot 8. It came out, I believe, last year on True Thoughts label. They're from Louisiana, and they play all over the states. I'm pretty sure they're starting to get a little more recognition. But they do some pretty amazing covers. So I'm going to play one for you guys as sort of my ending note, and I'm pretty sure everybody here can guess exactly what it is. Well, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the rest of your lovely day in Vancouver. And you are listening to The Hot 8 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sexual healing is good. so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing is something that's good for me. Whenever bruises, bumps are falling, and my emotional stability is leaving me, there is something I can do. I can get on the telephone and call you up, baby. Honey, I know you'll be there to relieve me. The love you give to me will free me. If you don't know the things you're dealing, ooh, I can tell you, darling, that it's sexual healing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause we do it right. Get up, wake up, wake up, get up, let's wake up.